Welcome everybody to shiarenjoyment.com. Thank you for joining the nightly shiar. This is your host Mordechai Plotzker, and tonight's shiar is on Parshas Ekev, Thoughts, Reflections. Tonight's shiar is dedicated as Lilo Nishmas for Mordechai Gelfand, whose yahrzeit was today. So with that in mind, we're dedicating tonight's learning to his memory, and his neshama should have an aliyah. Also to Aryeh Perlman's brother-in-law, whose unveiling was today. I don't have his full Hebrew name, but we'll circle back this week and we'll announce it so that we can also have in mind. And the neshama as well should have an aliyah, and we should only know simchas going forward. Pasuk says in the sixth parasha about Tal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Sholmei Mach Kiim Liyiras Hashem Melechas B'chol Derachav V'la'ahava Oso V'la'avodas Hashem B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha. And now the Jewish people, what does Hashem request of you? But to fear him, to walk in his path, to love Hashem, to serve Hashem with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And so there's a Gemara in Menachas on Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Beis, that states that Rameah had said that a person is required to say 100 blessings every single day. So where do we get 100 blessings every single day? So Rashi explains that the word V'atal Yisrael Ma, Hashem Shoel Me'mach, what does Hashem request from you? The word ma should really be me'a, as if we say, what does Hashem request of you? No. But Tal Yisrael, Hashem wants, now Jewish people, me'a, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants 100 blessings is what Hashem desires from you. And if you, and Tosa says that the 100 letters found in this pasuk correspond to the requirement for 100 brachos. So basically Tosa is making an inference by saying that if we have 99 letters, we add this one additional letter, we change the dynamic of the word from what to 100, and that's the requirement. So this actually comes from the time of David Melech, because during the time of David Melech, there was a famine, and there was a plague, and people were dying. So he went to the Urim V'Tumim, and he looked in, and he became aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired that we should be saying 100 blessings every single day. And so David Melech invoked, or he obligated the Jewish people to do such. And so that's why the pasuk says, in referring to David HaMelech, Un'um ha'gever hukam ol. We're not for this person that established ol. Ol is a covenant, but also ol is the gematria, ayin lamet, 70 plus 30, is 100. So once David invoked this requirement upon the Jewish people, then the plague, the famine stopped, and there was no more tsar in Klal Yisrael. So it's a play on words, or if we can explore this a little bit further, you know, sometimes when we do say blessings, we may actually swallow some letters. And for that, we may have to actually say an alamichya or bar nefashos for the letters that we swallow. So there's actually, if we take a look at the bracha of hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, we can see that there's a little bit of overlap. When we say lechemin, we drop the mem, right? So the word me'ah, sometimes you can draw out of this one particular bracha. Lechem min is lechem min. There are two mems over there. So we sometimes people will drop the mem. Sometimes when they say the word Baruch Atah, they, instead of saying Baruch Atah, they say Baruch Atah, so they drop the Aleph. And sometimes when we say Melech, Melech Olam, we're dropping the Hey, because it's Melech HaOlam. So Chazal tell us that the 100 blessings that we say every single day protect a person from sickness. Because the pasuk says, Ve'yisir Hashem Mimcha Kol Choli. The word Mimcha is mem mem chaf, is 40 plus 40 plus 20 is 100. Meaning if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove kol choli, then it has to come mimcha, from your recitation of the 100 brachos every single day. And in addition, perhaps we can maybe also suggest that the 100 brachos that we say every single day counter the 98 non-brachos that we find in Parshas Kisavo, which is something that we'll read shortly enough. But the problem that we have with this requirement is that it's really difficult. It's difficult on Shabbos because we don't have Shmona Esrei. We have an abridged version of Shmona Esrei. And even during the week, it's not so easy to reach 100 blessings. And it's even more challenging for women because they don't have the same requirements as men when it comes to, let's say, putting on talis and tefillin. So those are extra, three extra, you know, brachas that men are able to capture. And that's not so feasible for women to do the same. So because of this imbalance, the Dasikane Balikosas, who are 11th century giants, many of whom lived in England, came up with another amazing gematria, and also something that's quite thought-provoking. They said that if you look in Shimon Esrei, you'll see there's a paragraph, Modim. And Modim is the Gematria 100. Mem Vav Dalet, right? So 40 plus 4 plus 6 is 50. And then you have Yud Mem, 10 plus 40 is 100. So if a person says that one paragraph alone with Kavana, then he's Yotzei, the requirement to say 100 blessings every single day. That's a little, you know, that's basically like the Joker card, as they say. But there's a lot to be said about this, because if you look at the words of Modim, you see how everything is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're thanking Hashem for everything that we have and everything that we don't have, frankly speaking. So this is the mandate, and that's one of the ways that we can achieve it. As the Barbanel once said, Tfilah b'lo kavana k'guf b'lo neshama, that a prayer without intent is like a body without a soul. So it's very powerful, because he's requiring us to think when we daven, not just simply to say the words, think about the words that we're saying and try to own those words. And then the last thing I want to share with you is the Mishnah Brura, which gives a finite breakdown of the 100 blessings. I think there's about 8 different points over here. I'll just go through them really quickly. One is Hamapil, which is what we say before we go to sleep. The second and the third are Anotias Adayim and Asher Yatzar when we wake up. The 4 through the 19 are the morning brachos, beginning with Asher Nasan Lasach Rizina. And then we have 20 to 22, which is the Berachas of Torah. 23 to 25 is the brachas that we say on Tzitzis and Tefillin and Baruch Sha'amar, Yishtabach. And then we have the 28 to 35. That's the 8 brachas that we have in the Shema, in the morning and in the evening. And then 36 to 92 are the brachas of Shemona Esrei, 3 times. So that's a totaling of 57. And then you have 92 to 100, which are the brachos before and after food that a person says, Amatil Sadaim, Hamotzi, Berachas Hamazon, Asher Yatzar. So those are how you fill in the gap. So now that we have this understanding, it's easy for us to look back at the pasuk and say, now, Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you? Rather, we say, now, Klal Yisrael, 100 blessings are what Hashem, your God, asks of you. So I wanted to actually close out with one final thought, because we're closing in on 10. And that is that there's a beautiful Kutzker. The Kutzker says that we have a pasuk in the sixth parsha that says, "Psalucha shnei lechos avanim karishonim." Moshe Rabbeinu was directed to create or recreate the 2 tablets that he had broken, he had shattered. And the Kutzker says, the question in life is, where do you see the lecha? Where are you? Do you come first? So the asay, the mitzvah's asay is psalucha. First do the work, right? The word lecha comes secondary, meaning you come second to the needs of somebody else. And what's the opposite pasuk? That's the lo sase. The lo sase says, lo sasa lecha tasal. Don't put the lecha tasal. Don't put yourself first in life. Try to find the means and the bandwidth to always put someone else before yourself, before your needs of yourself. And that is the secret recipe for success. Find a common cause or a common good and do for others, and then do for yourself. And that's really the way we should be living life. We should be able to open up the doors of windows of opportunity. I just want to close out with one final thought, and that is that we've just been Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and God willing, Elul is coming upon us next Shabbos and Sunday. So next year, we'll focus on, you know, we have in Yoni Rosh Chodesh and Yoni Elul. We'll get into that as well. But we always ask for Osher V'Chavod every single month of the year. And we know that on Rosh Hashanah is when everything is nichtav, you know, the ksav din. So the osher v'chavod, so Rabbi Mitchell Oskalski, I may have said this before in the past, but I think it's always worth repeating before Rosh Hashanah. He said that the word osher could be read 4 additional ways. If you scramble the letters, you end up with resha, which is that a person, his time is too valuable for anything. His life is a hurricane, and he's so busy, he doesn't have time for a minion, he doesn't have time for anything. So that's unfortunate, one type of person. And then the second is a person accumulates wealth, Rashan, but he uses it for non-positive purposes. The third level is Eres, which is a cradle, which is where a person nurtures the conversation, you know, and the concerns of others, and he brings them in, and he speaks to them, and he gives them counsel. And the last is Shar, where he opens up the door, windows of opportunity, and he says, listen, I know someone that can help you. I know somebody that may need your particular skill set when it comes to Parnassah. And then he picks up the phone or he sends over a message. And he says, here's a good guy. I need you to take a look at this person. And I'm sure this person can do wonders. Just give him the opportunity to succeed. So that's what we all have, that tremendous opportunity, dovetailing off. Rather, put yourself second. But when it comes to helping others, that's what it's talking about. Helping others achieve their goals is bizchuli sharei tzedek avavam odaka, and we have tremendous opportunities that surround us to do so much good for others. And may it be the ratzon that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all our masim tovim, gemilas chesed, tzedakah, that it should be eschus that should propel us forward in good health for this coming year and every single year. Amei v'asim shana. With that, I think Arya sent me a message. Just wanted to see if I can dedicate the name to Rabbi Shaul Yaakov ben David Chaim. Neshama should have an aliyah. And I wanted to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And everyone should be benched and only the very best this coming week. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you a successful and a hatzlacha filled week.